Finally, and back in our own cosmic backyard, Carolyn highlights the interesting volcanic activity on one of Jupiter's moons.
So I was just going to return back to our solar system for the last news story, and this concerns one of the moons of Jupiter known as Io. When the Voyager spacecraft flew past it for the first time in 1979, it showed that unlike a lot of the other moons out in the outer solar system, which are made of a combination of ice and rock, Io is a highly volcanic body. And detailed looks at the surface show that it's covered with, it's something like 400 volcanoes, all leaking out gases, liquid lava flows. And in fact, I read a statistic saying it produces about 100 times more lava each year than all the volcanoes on Earth put together. And yet this is a much smaller body in that it's only a moon of Jupiter and not as large as the Earth. And the curious thing about this is that Io is obviously hot at the core. It's the moon that orbits closest to the giant planet Jupiter, and the effect of Jupiter's gravity squeezes and stretches the moon as it goes around it, it orbits, and it keeps the core of the planet very warm. So one of the other things about Io being quite so close to Jupiter is it actually encounters a lot of Jupiter's strong magnetic field. It's kind of orbiting through this magnetic field, and as Io goes through, you'd expect changes according to where it is in Jupiter's magnetic field. And because Jupiter's rotating very fast as well, you get certain effects of the interaction between Io and Jupiter's magnetic field that you would predict. But when the Galileo spacecraft flew past the planet and its moons, well, in fact, orbited around them in about 10, 15 years ago, it discovered that the magnetic field of Jupiter is all kind of distorted around Io in a way that you wouldn't expect. And nobody's really been able to explain this. What is interesting is that the result that's been out recently by Krishan Kuran and team from the University of California is where they're revisiting some of these magnetic field data around Io. And what's made it possible is an advance in mineral physics, saying there's this type of rock, it's made mainly of magnesium and iron, that as soon as it's molten, it becomes hugely more electrically conductive. And so the idea is if you had this kind of molten rock under the surface of Io, that would be amazingly electrically conductive. It would strongly affect the magnetic field of the little satellite, and it would allow it to shield the core and deflect some of Jupiter's magnetic field and could account for all the disturbances. So you start off with this magnetic anomaly in the data, and from this you can then infer there's this enormous ocean of liquid rock right under the surface of Io. So there may be a crust of about 20-30 miles, and then underneath that, for at least 30 miles deep, if not more, a liquid ocean of molten rock at about sort of 1200 degrees C. And this can account for some of the other strange things about the volcanoes on Io. For example, they're distributed all over the little moon. Unlike on the surface of the Earth, where they're lined along tectonic plates, they're all over the surface of Io. So it seems anywhere over the surface of this little moon, it can tap into that huge ocean of magma to produce volcanoes.
And that work was published in the journal Science earlier this month. Carolyn, Andrew and Dominic will be back soon with Fact Impact, a high-speed rundown of facts about Mars, and to take on your science questions.